Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Samach Zayin. We're holding the third line from the top. Omer Abaye. Third line from the top and middle of the line. Ihochi leima nami yoyma zavut mei meisim al yoyma metzoyra. This is the middle of a sugya, so we should go back a few lines to Samach Vav Omid Beis, and then we'll quickly understand properly what Abaye is saying. Going back to Samach Vav Omid Beis, the first wide line, we'll learn it quickly. Rabbi said we learned it already yesterday. Ashchan Tamaru Pesach V'dochu Shabbos. We know that on a regular Shabbos, the Karban Tamid is Doicha Shabbos. How do I know? Maybe I'm only supposed to bring the Karban Tamid throughout the week. So the Gemara said, because it's a Pasuk. Oila Shabbos b'Shabbatoi. Al Oila Satamid. Ah, it's the Chasimana on Shabbos. You bring the Karban Tamid. Pesach, how do you know that it's Doicha Shabbos? If Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos like this year, how do I know? Says the Gemara, because I learned Mo'adoi, Mo'adoi, Egzeira Shava from Shabbos to Pesach, from Tomid on Shabbos to Pesach. How do I know that? We know there's a famous rule of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, Hutra B'Tzibur, and this applies to all Tzibur Dikke Karbanis, including Karban Tomid on Shabbos, if Gans Kai Yisrael, or if Gans Kehanim, if everybody happens to be Tomei, they still bring the Karban Tomid on Shabbos. How do we know that on Pesach, if Gans Kai Yisrael are Tomei, normally if a person is Tomei, Ish Ishki, a Tomei Nefesh, he has to go and bring it on Pesach Shiny. But if Roiv Kai Yisrael, Gans Kai Yisrael, Roiv Kehanim, Kalik Kehanim, if they're all Tomei, how do you know you go and bring it on
Pesach
Rishon, you bring it to Tomei? You know, how do you know? So to my Amri, Kihech Yalef Pesach mi Tamid leinyan Shabbos. Hachinami Yalef Tamid mi Pesach leinyan Toma. We said a moment ago that the Gabi Hilchois Shabbos, we learn Pesach from Tamid because of Mayada Mayada. Now we're going to do a reversal and we're going to learn Shabbos from Pesach the Gabi Toma. Frankly, more of Pesach goof min alam. But how do I know Pesach? On Rabbi Yochanan Makro, it says in the pasuk, Ish Ish Kiya Toma the Nefesh of Derech Chayk Lechem. The Asa Pesach, how is he going to do the Karban Pesach? He's going to bring the Pesach Shiny. Okay, everybody knows that Pasuk. But now the Gemara says, Ish Nidchot Pesach Shiny. Vein Tzivin Adach LePesach Shiny El Abdi B'Tumah. Why does the Torah say, Ish Ish Ki Yitom LeNefesh? Even if Gans Klal Yisrael happen to be Tumayim. Because if Gans Klal Yisrael are Tumayim, we do not push them off until Pesach Shiny, but rather they go and do it, Pesach Rishoin. So, now that I know that that's the drosha by Pesach, the Pesach has brought B'tumah, so now I learn Mayadah, Mayadah, that the same thing applies to Shabbos, that a Karban Tamid is not Shabbos, but Tamid, and Tamid is also brought B'tumah. Okay, very simple. Amler Rav Shimon Lakish Rav Yochanan, who says, Eima, let's go and say the other way around. Ish Nidcha LePesach Sheini, yes, Ish, Ish, Yitam LeNafesh, he brings a Pesach Sheini. Agreed. But Tzibur, maybe because of the fact that Gans Klayisol, Roiv Klayisol become Tamei, maybe less Lutakanta, Loiv Pesach Rishon, Loiv Pesach Sheni. Maybe in fact that year, unfortunately, all those Choshev Atayriyim won't be able to bring a Karm Pesach because they're not Ish Ish, they're a Tzibur. But maybe there is no din of Tumahutra B'Tzibur, so you cannot bring a Pesach Rishon, you cannot bring a Pesach Sheni, and unfortunately these people won't be able to. They'll have to bring it the next year.
Maybe not as a Tzibur, but couldn't they as individuals go to Pesach Sheni? In other words, you have...
What's the drush of Ish Ish?
No, same, but how could you stop people from bringing their coming show of Pesach Sheni?
You can't stop people from doing anything. You see how people act violently and you can't stop them. But what you can do is you can make achraz and say to Boisai, this year, unfortunately, the halach of Ish Ish does not apply, since Roiv of Klal Yisrael have become Tmeim, therefore, no Pesach Rishon, no Pesach Sheni.
It's all cancelled. Okay.
All cancelled. Mietshem next year. Of course, there will be those Yin Mu'atmu of the Miut that did not attend the Levai of the Melech of the Kohen Gadol or whatever. They did not become Tmeim Lenefesh. They can continue bringing the Pesach Rishon. And then there will be other people that are Zav Mitzaroim who are not Tomei Tumas Nefesh, Tumas Mes, and they'll bring for Pesach Sheni.
Pesach Sheni is for
We're going to talk about that in Mietshem on the Amid Aleph. You asked that yesterday. I'll tell you that tomorrow's Gemara. We haven't reached to tomorrow, meaning today's Gemara yet. Anyway, continuing on the Gemara, Loi Pesach Rishon, Loi Pesach Sheni, so the Choyra, Reish Lakish asks a good Takasha. The whole drush is based on Ish, ish v'loy tzibur. So the way Rabbi Yochanan learned it, what means v'loy tzibur? The tzibur, you don't have to wait till Pesach Sheni, they can bring it immediately. Says Rish Lakish, maybe it's the other way around. Ish, they have this option, they have this default mechanism, they can go and bring a Pesach Sheni. Maybe tzibur don't have a default mechanism, they don't have anything. That was the kasha. Based on this, I have a brand new pasuk. What's the brand new pasuk? Yishalchem in a machne kotzuro v'cholzav v'choyu tomi lenafin. This is a pasuk in Parshas Nosoi, which tells us that certain people who are tmeim, they have to be nishtaliach chutz lemachne. They cannot drezach in the machne. So Frank Digmar says, Reb Shimon Lakish, yoyim etzvei meis v'yoyim ezavinu mitzrayim. Wouldn't it be enough to tell you yishalchem in a machne kol tmei nefesh, or called Tommy Lenafish? Why did it have to say Tzura v'Cholzav? Why? Bani Oymer and Tmei Mason Mishtalchim, Zavin and Mitzurayim, who are more chomor, like Kolshkin Ravada, they should be Mishtalech. In which respect are Zavin and Mitzurayim more chomor than Tmei and Mason? Said Rashi, and we already said it yesterday, because they have Tuma Hayoitze Aleyan Megufan. By Tmei Mas, this is an external force that has come and been metame this individual. However, zavu metzora, it comes from within him. This ziva, of course, that's an emission, and metzora, the fact that he's developed all of these metzora blemishes and blotches all over his body. This is all tumiyoyts migufay. So it's more chomer. So madach tmei meisim have to be sent lechus lemachne. Avad and avad and tmei zav and mitzoyra have to be nishtalech. So why does the Torah tell us? El atap of the yomid yeish lecha shoa. There is a given time in the year she zav and mitzoyra mishtalchin, that a zav and mitzoyra is mishtalech because it's more chomer than tmei meisim mishtalchin, but tmei mes is not mishtalech because in fact it is more. How? When do you have something like that? A tmei mes is not mishtalech. Oh, if you have a case of roi v'gantz klayis, or that happened to be tmeim, this pasuk tells us, bring the carbon pesach on pesach rishon because of tumahot rabit tzibur. That is the lone occasion that I can think of that tmei mes are not mishtalchin. They could stay in the Azorah, they could stay in the Beis Hamikdash, but we say Zavin Mitzrayim, Aros, Zavin Mitzrayim, you gotta stay out. So bottom line is, so that's why the Torah has to add Zavin Mitzrayim, because there are exceptions to the rule where Tamei Mes is not mishtalich, and therefore we have to tell us, but in all circumstances, Zavin Mitzrayim are always mishtalech. And that was the end of the drasha of Rish Lakish, and that's how I know that Dimai Karim Pesach, the Tumah Hotra Mitzibur, and therefore now I learn Moyada Miyadoi to say that the same thing applies to a Karim Tomid, the Tumah Hotra Mitzibur. Omer Abaye is not happy with the drasha of Rish Lakish, and he asks, Ihochi, Lema Nami Yoimer Zav Utmeyem Mesim, Baal Yoimar Mitzoyra, taking Rish Lakish's line of reasoning one step further. What did Rish Lakish say? That it didn't need to say the pasuk zav v'metzora, it would be enough just to go and say tmei meisim, and then I would know if tmei meisim mishtaleach, certainly other two are mishtaleach. So what was the answer? The answer is because it's once a year that tmei mes is not mishtaleach, but zav v'metzora continues to be mishtaleach. So says Abaye, so let's go one step further. Let the pasuk only say zav v'tmei meisim and leave out mitzoyra, val yoyim mitzoyra, vani oymer. If zav is mishtalech, then mitzoyra lekoshke. Mitzoyra, after all, is more chomer than zav. In which respect is mitzoyra more chomer than zav? And Yetshem, the Gemara is going to tell us on the Amud Beis, because a mitzoyra has a din of priya ufrima, the iser betashmish hamita, which do not apply to a zav. And so therefore, since the mitzvah is more chamor, let the pasuk just simply say, "Vishalchem and amachne kol zav v'chol tamei lenafish." Is if it says zav mishtalech, mitzvah lekoshkein, ella. So now continue on with the line of reasoning and logic of Reish Lakish. El yesh lechashosh shemitzirad mishtalchin. There must be a time that only the Mitzrayim have to leave the Machne, vein Zavin u'tmeim meisim mishtalchin. But the Zavin and Tmeim meisim can stick around. And when is that? Ve'ez is that Pesach above a Tumah. Oh, maybe if Roiv of Klal Yisrael are Zavim, or Gan's Klal Yisrael are Zavim, just like if Roiv of Klal Yisrael Tumei and Mason, then it's Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. Maybe the Zavim also Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, and the Zavim don't have to wait until Pesach Sheni, they'll bring it by Pesach Rishon. Ve'ez is there Pesach above Tumah. And that's the reason why I need the special Mitzrayim in the Pasuk. What do I need Mitzrayim? It's Chakoshke, that Kal B'Chaymer. But I need it because there are times that perhaps, again, this is all Belosha and Bitnia rhetoric, there perhaps are times when not only Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur Lagabi Tumei Mason, but even Lagabi Zavim, that if Roiv Klal Yisrael Zavim, you can go and bring the Karban Pesach Pesach Rishon. You don't have to wait till Pesach Sheni. And that's why I need a Pasuk to tell you, but not Metzora. Metzora never, even by Pesach Rishon, they cannot, they don't have this heter of the Pesach Rishon like Zavim and Lagabi Tumei Mason. Says Gemara, B'chitei Mahachanami. And maybe you're going to say, Rish Lakish will nod his head and say, you're right, just like there's a din of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur Lagabe Tumei Mes, there's also Lagabe the case of Zav Vatnam. We learned in the Mishnah, Mietchum, we learned in another few days, state in the Mishnah, Daf Tzadikei, another couple of weeks, Pesach Abba B'Tumah. That's our case, Pesach Abba B'Tumah, in other words, Roiv of Klal Yisrael Nebuch are Tmei Mes, and they're bringing the Karim Pesach by Pesach Rishon. Lo yoichlo mi menu zavim v'zavois nidois v'yoldois. A zav and a zava are excluded. They shouldn't even think about eating from the Karim Pesach. All the Tmei Mes can eat from the Karim Pesach, but not the zavim, zavois, nidois v'yoldois. What do they have to do? They have to wait until Pesach Sheni. However, if they did eat Peturim, then they're potter from Kares. And we actually will see on the Amid days what's the reason for that. But bottom line is, Zokta Chabaya, the reasoning that Rish Lakish gave behind the Pasuk Vishalchem and Amachna, B'chol Turah, B'chol Tzav, doesn't work. Because what was Rish Lakish's reasoning? Why do you have to have the Pasuk Metzora and Zav? It would be enough just to say Tumei Mes. Elamai, the reason why it says Metzora and Zav is coming to tell you because there's going to be one occasion a year where Tumei Mes will be more lenient than the case of Metzora and Zav. One is that if you have a Pesach above a Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, but that halacha doesn't apply to the Metzora and Zav. Variah, the Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur by Tumei Mes. Thank you, Mar, if that's the case, say that applies to Zavim as well. And the only kasha will be, what do I need the Metzora for? In other words, the same line of reasoning that Rish Lakish gave. You're going to tell me, okay, Ein Hanami, sure, that Zavim also Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. But that's not true, because Pesach above a Tumah, Zavim and Zavis are not allowed to eat. And so therefore, the drasha of Rish Lakish falls away, and we go back to the original drasha, Ela Bavai, Li Oilem Mikra, Tama, we go back to the first Pasuk, Ish, Ish, Ki Atom LeNefesh, Ish, Veloi, Tzibur. Now you ask me a question, Rish Lakish. If it's Ish V'Lei Tzibur, how do you know that comes to tell you that Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, that the Tzibur can bring the first Yomtav of Pesach Rishon? Maybe it comes to tell us that the Tzibur has no alternative, no option whatsoever. They cannot bring it by Pesach Rishon because they're Tmeim, and they cannot bring it by Pesach Sheni because Ish V'Lei Tzibur. Zot Yetzabaya Im Kain, if that was the Pshat, Nechtev Rachmona, Ish kiya tame. We don't need ish kiya tame lo nefesh. Ish kiya tame lo nefesh lo mali. What do I need that extra word lo nefesh for? Ish kiya tame. In other words, anybody that is tame, whether he's a tame tumas mes, tame tumas zov, tame tumas mitzoyra, any one of those yidin can go and bring the carbon on Pesach Sheni. How do I know that? The Gemara is going to tell us in a moment. Because it says in the Pasuk, Ish, twice. It would have been enough to go and say, Ish, ki yatam lenefesh. Why did it say twice? Again, we have this in the Gemara, another few lines, that the halacha applies not only to a Tmei Mes, but even to a Zav, and even to a Metzora, that they're also Nidcha, the Pesach Sheni, and they can be Mekayim, their carbon at that time. Of course, it's talking about that they're ready Tohoir from their Tumah. The same thing applies to a Tumei Mes. In other words, if it's Tumei Mes, or a Zav Metzora at the time of Pesach Rishon, if by Pesach Sheni, Baruch Hashem, you've had your shlishu shmi hazor by the Tamei Nes, and the Zav has already had his shiva nekiyam and he brought his carbon, so he's no longer mechusa kippurim. And the Metzayra also, Baruch Hashem, the Kohen says you can come back into the Machna, the Taras has left, and he also brought his carbon, etc., his karbonois. Then they can all bring by Pesach Shayim. So says the Gemara, that's what I learned from Ish. That being the case, let nefesh lamali, let it just say Ish kiya tamei, and he's going to go and bring a Pesach Lashem Lenefesh Lamali. So therefore that Lenefesh comes to tell us that only Tumas Mes of a Yochid do you bring by Pesach Sheni, but Tumas Tzibur you bring by Pesach Rishay. Maybe you're going to go and tell me Lenefesh coming to disqualify the Zavin Umitzeron from Pesach Sheni. That what? The Tamei Mes, who the Nitchal Pesach Sheni, Avashar Tameim Loi. You're going to tell me only the Tamei Mes is Nitchal Pesach Sheni. But the Zav and the Mitzera cannot bring a carbon Pesach on Pesach Sheni. But the price is said to finish. Yochalo you are using Pesach Sheni Ella. Which is the Pashup Shad and the Pasik. Ish ki tomila nefesh, I have a derech lechoika. Zav and Mitzurah may be al and nidosh menayin. How do I know that anybody else that happens to be Tomei when it comes Pesach Rishoin? How do I know that they too have that default backup mechanism that they can go and bring a car Pesach Sheini, Minayin, Tamaloymer, Ish? So I already have an extra ish to tell you that not only it's Mimes, but also Azab, and also Matzoid, and also Bialidis. Anybody else that cannot bring by the first Karim can bring it by Pesach Shein. Pray tomorrow. Lenefesh, the Kosa Rahmana, Lomali. So what do I need that Lenefesh for? If you're telling me that ish includes everybody. Elohochi Karmat. Ish nidchel Pesach Sheini dein tzibur nidchel Pesach Sheini el avdi betoma. The Gans, a Yochid has to wait till Pesach Sheni. But it's only Ish, a Yochid has to wait. But a Tzibur does not have to wait till Pesach Sheni, but they can do it Betumah. So now you're going to tell me, so maybe this goes across the board, all the other Temeim as well, that if Roiv Tzibur are Mitziroim, Roiv Tzibur happen to be Zovim, they can all do Pesach Rishayim. Chi Abdi, Tzibur Betumah, Betumeim Mes, Avashar Tumas Loi Abdi. Only a Tamei Mes has this benefit of being able to go and bring a Pesach Rishon. They don't have to wait for Pesach Sheni. But the Shaar Tumas, that's the Zov and the Metzora, they have to wait for Pesach Sheni. And with this, Abaye has concluded his drasha. Okay, this was a little bit involved, so let's go be kitzur. Let's understand what have we accomplished with Abaye. Again, we want to know what's the makar that Tumahutra Betzibe Legabe Carbon Pesach. We also want to know Tumid, but whatever we're going to learn by Carbon Pesach, we'll learn Tumid automatically from Mayada Mayada. So Tumid is really not a concern. The question is the Gabi Carbon Pesach. So Rabbi Yochanan said a very portion. It says, Ish ki Tumid Nefesh, he has to wait until Pesach Sheini. Is the Chmashma only an Ish and not a Tzibur? So when is the Tzibur going to bring it? They'll bring it by Pesach Rishon. So Reish Lakish said, well, 1 second. Maybe it's the other way around. Maybe Tzibur is so chomor that since Nebuch Roiv of Klai Yisrael, Gam's Klai Yisrael become Tomei, don't bring up a Pesach Rishon, don't bring up a Pesach Sheni, because Ish, one of the Torah say you can go and bring Pesach Sheni if you're alone, one guy, 5 guys, 10 guys. But not if you have a million Eden, you cannot go and push it off to Pesach Sheni, and you can't bring a Pesach Rishon. Maybe there's zero. And that's why Reish Lakish brought another drosha yesterday, the Shalton HaMachna. Abaye was doche the drosha, and therefore Abaye says, I'm going back to the original pasuk again. Okay, but we have the question of Reish Lakish. No, we don't have the question of Reish Lakish. This says Abaye, the word lenefesh in the pasuk is totally superfluous. It could say ish kiye tomei. They're going to go and make a Pesach Sheni. Why does it say Lenefesh? So Parshup Shad, I would learn Lenefesh. Only a Tamei Mes has the option of doing by Pesach Sheni, and not a Zav, and not a Metzora. Zav Metzora, sorry. You cannot bring a Korban Pesach this year because you were Tamei the first Pesach, and there is no Heter by the second Pesach, only Tamei Lenefesh, and therefore you're disqualified, you can't bring the Korban Pesach. So I would think. But the Gemara said, but that's not true, because it says, Ish, and that second ish comes the rabbis, the zavin, and the metzira, and the beyal and nidros, all of those guys that are tamei and cannot bring the Pesach rishon, even though they're not tamei mes, even though they're other types of tamei, they can continue bringing by Pesach sheini. Aha. So what does Lanefesh come to tell you? Lanefesh has to tell you something. I'll tell you what it's coming to tell you. That only if it's an ish who's a tamei Lanefesh, he has to wait till Pesach Sheini. But if it's a tzibur of Tamei Mesim, they don't have to wait for Pesach Sheini. They can do it by Pesach Rishon. Not they can. They have to do it by Pesach Rishon because Toma Hutra B'tzibur. So you're going to tell me, no, doesn't the same din apply by the Tmeim because they're Metzeroim or because of Zavin? And the answer is a resounding no. Zavin and Metzeroim, they cannot bring it by Pesach Rishon, even if Roiv Tzibur, even if Gan Tzibur and Zavin Metzeroim, they cannot bring it by Pesach Rishon. When would they have to bring it? They're going to have to be Nidcha the Pesach Sheini. Why? Because the Pasuk only says Ish Kitame La Nefesh. Ish v'loy tzibur. But if it's other tamais, then it's ish including tzibur. They have to go and bring it by Pesach Shein.
Usually, it's such a lima that tells you tamei meis, kolish kain, ezer tamas. Why here say, if tamei meis, the tzibur is mutter to do it, the kolish kain, lighter tamas.
So the answer is the Gemara holds that Zavin Mitzrayim is more chomer than Tmei Mes. Why are they more chomer? Because a Tumah Hayoytze Megufa. This is an external Tumah. A person was at a Levaya, somebody else. This Nebuch Ziva is in the person, these emissions, or the blotches on his skin. It's the last Rashi here on the Amid Beis. And Amir Shem, we're going to continue. See, look at the last Rashi. Tumah Yoytze Megufa, that's why they're more chomer than Tmei Mes. You're probably thinking to yourself, why don't you go and say Tumas Mes is worth because of Hazor Shlishi Ushvi? And the Gemara is going to ask that Kasha as we get to the bottom and on the Amid Beis. So with this, we have concluded that discussion of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. First by Pesach, we learn it from the extra L'Nefesh, and then Liyad and Liyad, we learn it L'Gabi Hilchois Tomet. Now, since we spoke about this inyan of Yishalchem and Amachmeh, Kotzeru, B'Chotzeru, 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 from here into the Amid Beis, we're going to talk about this a little bit more. It's Omer of Chizd, Mitzoyre Shenichnas Lefnim M'Mechitzosoy, Potter. A Mitzoyre has to be Mishtalech Chutz L'Sholosh Machanois. All three machnais, which means he has to say sit outside Machne Yisrael. If it's Yerushalayim, for instance, he has to sit outside the walls of Yerushalayim. And same thing applies to all the other cities outside the congregation of Klal Yisrael. Chutz l'machne. Okay, what happens if he violated that rule? The Torah says that you are not allowed to. The Torah has a lav. It's not only b'shalchem and machane. It says in the pasuk, "V'lo yitamu es machaneim asher ani shoichem b'seichem." V'lo yitamu es machaneim. V'lo yitamu es machaneim. That's a lashon of a lav. So normally, a person that violates a lav gets pech. What happens if the mitzayra? He wanted to go and didn't want a social distance. He wants to go into the machane. He wants to attend the chasana. He wants to attend whatever. Mitzayra shenichlufim mchitzasei. Should he get malchus? Says Rav Chizda, he is potur. Why is he potur? Shenemar bado yeshe mechutz lamachane moishavai. So what's the raya from that? Bado yeshe levado. Oh, so now, the next few words, the Marshal takes them out, and some of the newer editions, they take them out. But it's brought later on, so we can repeat it here too. Bodo yesh mechutz l'machan meishavoy, bodo yeshev, levado yeshev, mechutz l'machan meishavoy, hakosim nitkoy l'ase. From the bodo yeshev, levado yeshev, we're going to learn shortly that mitzoyra is mishtaleh chutz v'sholosh machnois, but not the zov and not the tmei mes. I might as well give out the secret already now, because the Gemara is going to dash in from Psukim. Rashi brings it in Chumash, that the reason why all three are brought, the Kol Tzeruah, Kol Tzav, Kol Tamei Nefesh, a Tamei Nefesh, a person who's a Tamei Mes, is Nishtaleach Chutz L'machne Shechina, which means, at the times of the Beis HaMikdash, he's not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash, but he's allowed to go into the Machne Aliyah, he's allowed to go into the Machne Yisrael. And at the times of the Mishkan, Machne Aliyah is where Aharon and Moshe lived. But what was the Machne Levir? So Rashi, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, Rashi says that's the Har HaBayis outside the Azara. So the Tmei Mes is not allowed to go in the Azara, but he's allowed to drezach in the Har HaBayis. On the other hand, a Zov is not allowed to even go to the Harbayis. And finally, a Metzoyer is not allowed to even go to Yerushalayim at all. He has to be totally Chutz HaMachnas. Each one has their own separate Machnas where they have to stay outside the Chutz HaMachnas. So says Gemara, that's what we learn by the Yeshiv. Levad the Yeshiv, he should sit by himself without the Zovim and without the Tamei Mes. I might think the Shalchem and the Machneh, let them all go out of the Machneh, Tzeru, Azov, Tomei, and Ofish, let them all sit together and have a party. No. The Mitzrayim could sit together, but they cannot sit together with Zov and Tamei Mes because the din of Machneh doesn't, it's not the same Machneh. Good. Anyway, but what do we bring this pasuk for? Bod yesh b'chutz ha-machneh shavoy, ha-kozim nitkoy la'asei. Just like we have other lavin and nitik la'asei that we say you don't give malkis, we have lavin and nitik la'asei, like we have by noiser, right? Leisisir v'menu ad boiker. So what happens to the person is oiver and noiser. The pasuk says, ba'ish destroyfu, so that Torah is nitkoy la'asei. Here too, you go outside the machneh. Leave, and bod yesh, if you can always be mesakin your iser lav, bye. Get out. Sit outside, kasim nitkase. Azei zog drav chizda. By the way, just as a short advantage, as you know, today in Eretz Yisrael, a quarantine is called bidut, that people have to go and sit, unfortunately, alone, because they're quarantined. And it comes from this word, badod. Now, the word badod, notice, if you look at the gematria, beis, dalid, very simple, is 10. Bidud, we're adding an extra yud and an extra vav. If you're adding an extra yud, that makes it 20. If you add an extra vav, it becomes 26. So bidud is 26, which is the same gematria as havaya, as yud kevavke. So Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Novich in Yerushalayim said that the reason why bidud is the same gematria as yud kevavke, a person has to remember, no matter how lonely it is, no matter that I'm sitting in isolation and quarantine, the Rabbeinu Shalom is always together with him. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu Yud Kevavke is also in Bidud. You're never alone in any matzav. The Rabbeinu Shalom is always together with you. Kam ki eilach begeit samavis, la'ira ki ata imadi. I'll never be afraid because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is with me. You have to have the moon to be talking, the Rabbeinu Shalom is with him. Amen. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, that's what Rav Chisda said. A matzoira who violates his halach of liyatamum esmachaneim does not get Malkis. Beit Mor Eisvei. I'm a befeirish of Brice against Rav Chisda. Mitzoyra shenichnas lefne mechitzosoy. Bar boim, we give a patch. All 40. Or at least 39. So he does get Malkis after all. Shtar kakasha on Rav Chisda. We continue the Brice. Zobah shenichnas lefne mechitzoson. They went into their mechitza, meaning they went into the Machnei Leviah against the rules. Bar boim. Tamei mes. Mutali kodis lemachnei Leviah. Tamei Mes is not allowed to go into his machane. Presumably the reason why the Braisa doesn't continue on, that Tamei Mes shenichnas lefnim mechitzasoy, he gets Malkis, because he doesn't get Malkis.
It's Kores.
He gets Kores. And since the Bezin can't administer the Kores, that's presumably why the Braisa doesn't talk about that he gets the same Arboim, but rather it says, Tamei Mes mutal kodos lemachane viyah. He's allowed to go Machne Via, but not into Machne Shechina. But not only in the Machne Via, but like to be Mes Bulad Amru. El Afil Mes Atzvoy, if Chas Hashem, there's never Chalavayah for a mess. You're allowed to have the mess brought into, but if he dies in Machne Via, he didn't violate the rules, he passed away. But you're even allowed to make Chalavayah, bring a mess into Machne
Via. Yosef were in the Machne
Via. Shenemar, but Yikach Moishe Zatzvoy, Yosef Imoy, Imam Mechitzasi. Exactly the right that you just
put. Classic center.
Exactly. Zokti Moravite. I'm sorry?
It was Harabayas. The Machna Levia you said was Harabayas.
That's the equivalent, the religious equivalent to the Harabayas. Harabayas, of course, today means on top of the Temple Mount, where the Beis Hamikdash was outside of the Azara, the rest of Harabayas. That in the times of Moshe Benu, they were in the Midbar. They didn't have a Harabayas at that time. So therefore, the Machna Shechina was the Azara and the Chotzer, room and a room. And then the Machna Levia was the second Machna, and the third Machna was the Shvatim, all the 12 Shvatim, wherever they were. And then a Mitzoyer had to go, Mishtalech, he had to go back of the final one, back of Machna Don, back of everybody.
But the Machna Levia at the time of the Beis Hamikdash was Kayim, was considered Harabayas. Were there markers where that was?
At that time, there were markers. Today, we don't have those markers, and that's one of the major reasons why a Tamei Mes should not go onto the Harabayas. We just said Tamei Mes is allowed to, because we don't know exactly where the Azara starts, where the Azara ends. We have, you know, all types of ideas and thoughts and archaeologists and this and that, but we don't know with precision. So,
what's the definition of Harabayas?
What's the definition of Harabayas? Harabayas is the Temple Mount around the... except for the Beis Hamikdash itself. In other words,
before Israel and Lufnim is the Beis Hamikdash.
Right. You have the Chil and you have the Soreg, all those things that you have on top of the.
That was the Chil and Soreg. That was part of Harabayas.
That's correct.
So those are the limits at the time where a guy couldn't come past.
That was the Harabayas. Correct. Okay.
You understand beyond that? That's what I'm asking.
Beyond that, I don't know the exact dimensions of the Harabayas. You're saying when you just reach the top of the Harabayas before you get into anything. Kweisish. I don't know the answer.
Okay.
Anyway, but getting back to our Gemara now, what the Gemara tells us is the din of Bodhi Yeshev. So Reb Chisda says that the person, a Metzoyra, Shenichlis Lefnim Mechitzosi, is Potter. But we have a Befeisha Braisa that says just the opposite, that in fact, he is Chayiv Arboim, he's Chayiv Malkus. It's a Shver on Rav Chizda. Everything Martanoi. In fact, it's a Machloikis. The Sanya says in the Braisa, we have the first Braisa. Bodo Yeshev, Levado Yeshev. What means Levado Yeshev? Shloyu, Tamei Machayim Yoshev Imoy. In other words, other Tamei people shouldn't sit together with him. Says Yimor, Yochliu Zovin, Utamei Mesim, Mishtalchim, Lemachna Achas. I would say, okay. Zovin and Tamei Mesim, they don't sit together with him, but they should have the same din that they're all Mishtalech Machnachs. Tama Loimav Yitamos Machneim Lita Machnezeh Machnezeh Dib Rabbi Yehuda. What Rabbi Yehuda is telling us is this is the makor for what we said a moment ago, that there are three separate Machnais. How do I know the three separate Machnais? In other words, three separate limitations on the Tamei Mes, on the Zov, and the Metzoira, respectively. How do I know? Because the first pasuk says Bodhi Yeshev, Levadi Yeshev, Shloyu Tmeim Achirim Yoshev Imay, meaning that the only ones that are Mishtalech, Chutz Lisholish Machnois, are only the Mitzrayim. Period. Mitzrayim have to sit outside three Machnos. Okay, so I know that now. What about Zovin Tmeim Mason? L'chayru, they're Mishtalech from the same Machna. They can sit together. They don't sit together with Mitzrayim because they can go into Machna Yisrael, but maybe they should both be Mishtalech Chutz l'machne levia together. So Timur, no. They're not mishtaleh chutz l'machne achas. Tamu loymer v'lo yitamu es machanehem asher ani shoychein b'seichom. Rashi says it should say v'lo yitamu es machanom. Why did it say machanehem? To tell you that there are two separate machnos, that the Tmei Mesim and the Zovim each have their own respective machnos. That's why machanehem is a Lashon Rabbim. Vayitamulis machanom would mean their machane. Machanehem means their machanois. And therefore, lita machane lezeh, u machane lezeh, that the Zovim have their machane, that they are mishtalech chutz lishtei machanois, both the Harabai, not both the Azora of the Beis Hamikdash and the Harabayas, meaning both the Machane Shechina and the Machane Leviyah, while the Tamei Mesim are only mishtalech chutz l'machane achas, from the Azara, from the Mishkan, from the Machane Shechina, but not from the Machane Leviyah. Div Rabbi Yehuda. Notice he didn't speak at all with regard to the din Yom Malkus Nish Malkus. But what we do see is that Rabbi Yehuda used the pasuk the Bodhi Yeshev to tell us one of the three machnois that a mitzoyde mishtaleach chutz lisholish machnois. Reb Shimon Oyne says Reb Shimon Oyne Tzarech. The drash of Reb Yehuda was beautiful, but you don't really need to come on to two separate psukim. Bodhi Yeshev is the gam mitzoyra, and machaneya means machnezeh umachnelezeh. But rather, Ari Oymer vishalchman a machne kol tzuru b'chol zav b'chol tamen l'nafish. So Freitach yet Reb Shimon, similar to what Rish Lakish asked on the Amud Beis. Yoyim etmei mes vayoyim etmei zav. L'chayra, all it have to say is tmei mes. There are mishtaleach. Then a vada zav. Vani oyim etmei mes and mishtalchen zav lekolshkein. Because a zav is more chomer. Because zav is tmei yoytze megufay. And therefore a vada is going to mishtaleach. Lamanem a zav. Litin loy machne shnia. To go and say he's talking more chomer and add one more machne. Then when you're talking about the tmei mes, he only has one machne. that the machmei shchina zov is mochaber. He has two machmeis. Preiti mar v'yoyim zov v'yoyim mitzayir. Vani oime zov mishdalch mitzrayim lekoshken, because he was going to say mitzayir has the din of priya ufrima and iser tashmish amita. We'll have that in yomid beis. Is the chavad about alam and emad mitzayir. Litin loy machmei shlishes. Therefore, I now know the three machmeis from mishalchem and amachme. What am I going to do with that pasuk of Rabbi Yehuda? Bodej Yeshev, kishoyim bodej Yeshev, akosu nitkuliyah say. Oh, so Reb Shimon is word for word what Rav Chizda said. Just like Rav Chizda said, you know why Metzayir Shenichlus Lefnem is potur. Why? Because it said in the pasuk bodej Yeshev mechutz hamachne akosu nitkuliyah say. That's what Reb Shimon says. Reb Shimon says word for word. So Rav Chizda learns like Reb Shimon. No kasha on Rav Chizda. Aye, who's the other Tana? The other Tana is Rabbi Yehuda. How do I know that Rabbi Yehuda argues? Because Rabbi Yehuda uses the bodej Yeshev for a different halacha, not to tell you the din of nitkali asay, but to go and tell you that a mitzvah is mishtalech chutz l'sholish machnoi, that he has to sit totally by himself, not with anybody else except for fellow mitzvah. And with this, we have concluded the Shikra of Chizda, and now we're going to go and focus on, you said that Zav is Mochomer and Mitzoyer is Mochomer. In which respect is Zav Mochomer and is Mitzoyer Mochomer? So Timora, my Chomer de Zav, what's the Chomer of Zav? Meet my mess. So Moshe came to me, Yotzei Olam Migufay. That was the Rashi in the Amid Beis, and that's what we've been saying for the last day and a half. So what's the Kash? So Timora, to my mess Chomer. She came to Ona Zosh Lishu Shvi. That's unique to Tmei Mes, you have to have the Paraduma water. We don't have Paraduma water today, so it's impossible. Azov could go and be Metayer himself today if he goes into a mikvah of Mayim Chayim. He can't bring his Karbonos, but at least he can go and get a certain degree of Tahara. But at Tmei Mes, it's impossible. So you see, it's much more chamor. So Timora, it's a good question. But Omakra, Tamei, the Chol Tamei. What the Gemara is going to focus now and on the Amud Beis is if you go back to the Pasuk. Vishalchum and Amachna, right before the white light. Vishalchum and Amachna, Kol Tzurua, V'chol, Zav, V'chol, Tamil and Ofesh, V'chol, the three V'chols would seem to be superfluous. Vishalchum and Amachna, Hatzurua, V'hazav, V'tamil and Ofesh. What do I need? The Kol Tzurua, the Kol Zav, Kol Tamil and Ofesh. So from each one of these Kols, we're going to discuss it in the Gemara, whether it comes to be Marba. And now our Gemara says, yes, in the case of V'chol Tomil and Ofish, the V'chol comes to be Marba at Tmei Sheret. Then what's the din by Tmei Sheret? That he's also Nishtaleach Chutz L'machne Shechina. A person can, in the morning, I'm going to bring a carbon today, I have my kabbanis all ready, I'm going to go and take him, and he's walking towards the base of Midrash, and he steps on something, and then he picks up his foot, and he finds that it's not the tzoya that we normally find here on the west side, but in fact he stepped on a dead mouse. Sheretz. Assuming that a mouse, an achbar, is one of the seven. Eight, thank you. Shmoyne Shrotzim. I was just trying to test you. I wasn't trying to test you at all. I had a Tzitzis pet. Yes, it's 8, 100%. So if one goes and steps on one of the Shmoyne Shrotzim, you touch it, whatever, the person becomes tummy. So what do you do now? So you have to go to the mikvah, and then you have to have Erev Shemesh. But are you allowed to go into the Bismigdish at this time? No! It's awesome! Just like, we didn't say the pasuk. He just says the Tzruan, the Zav, and Tmei Nefesh. Doesn't say about Tomei Sheretz. That's what I learned from the V'chol Tomei Lenefesh, even a Tomei Sheretz. And Rashi says the same thing applies to other similar, for instance, a Negev and a Vela. The same halacha would apply. We are on Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, two, three lines from the bottom of the Yom. Anyway, so the Gemara says, Adrava, to my mess is to an Azor Shli Shvi, Amakro, Tami, V'chol Tami, V'chol Tami, L'Nofesh, L'Rav is to my Sheretz. Okay, it says the Gemara, V'zav is Chomer made to my Sheretz. The Zav, you can dingzach, you can argue whether it's more chomer than the Tmei Mes, because yes, it's Tmei Yartzi Migufay, Pei Yav Shlishu Shvi, that's a legitimate debate, but there's certainly no debate that a Zav is more Tmei than a Tmei Sheretz, because says Yimar Mai Chumre, what's the Chomer? Kidamaran, like we just finished saying, this is Tmei Yartzi Olav Migufay. Ah, you're going to go and tell me Tmei Sheretz, Shlish Yushvi. There is no Shlish Yushvi. There's only you go to the mikvah, and you're done. So, Kuli Alma Moida Lechoyra, that Azov is more Chomer than a Sheretz. And if that's the case, Jokti Gemara, since it says Sheretz in the Pasuk, at least through the word V'chol, What does it have to say? Zophor. Ah, it has to go and say Zophor to go and tell us that it has a separate machne shnia. That's what the Gemara, that was the drasha that we just had now in the Brisa. So nochal, Zokti Gemara, you just said now that a Zov is more chomor than the chol tamil nafesh, and therefore come to tell you a second machna. Maybe it's not more chomor. Says you might stop. Maybe it's not more chomor than tamei nafesh, but it's certainly more chomor than the machal than the tamei sheretz. Frey Timura, Adram sheretz is more chomor. She came to ba'oinis. When you stepped on this terrible shmoyni shiratzin, you didn't do it on purpose. You did a ba'oinis. Mashenke, when it comes to the din of Ziva, as we learned back in the Sechtes Nida, if a person wants to become a full-fledged Zav, it's only if he's Roya Machmas normal Ziva. What do you mean normal? It says Yimor, it's Mit Zoivoy Voloy Mit Oinsai. So if he... Please don't jump. Says Rashi, Imro Machmas Oichel, he ate too much. Mishta, he drank too much. Choyli, never, the person is sick. Or Kfitza, he jumped. Or anything of that nature. Therefore, that's how he became a Zav. He goes to the doctor. The doctor says, you have nothing to worry about. You overate, you overdrank. I never overate. And well, you know, it happens. So, he ate too much, he drank too much. He was never sick, he had fever. Hey, he jumped too much, he did acrobatics. So, it's a smachmas oinsoi. That's not metame. But the Gabi Tumas Sheretz, even bonus. So Baita, I have a Chumra that Tumas Sheretz has over Tumas Zav. Everything more Amri. Ki I gavna Zav nami mitzmuyi mitame bonus. Ki Rav Huna. Ki am Rav Huna, Rei Rishoyne Shulza mitame bi oinez. What does Gemara mean to say? The Gemara mean to say is, you're right. We do have a drosha of Zoyvoy v'loy machmas oinzai. But that only applies to the second or the third of the re'iyos that a Zav has. What do you mean he has two or three re'iyos? What are you talking about? So just quick chazara. A Zav, the first time he goes and sees an emission of Ziva. Ziva is different than Keri. Rashi always reminds us whenever we come to this sugya that a Zav is doima l'loivin beya hamuzeres. Shichva zera doima l'loivin beya she'ena muzeres. That means that you can have a fertilized egg and you can have an unfertilized egg, and the white of the egg of a fertilized egg, which means an egg that theoretically could become a chick, as opposed to an unfertilized egg, which is 99% of all of our eggs today, cannot become chicks. You can go and sit on them for a year or put them in incubators and put them under hot lamps. They're not going to become chicks. You could stand on your head because they're unfertilized. They don't come from a mating. Anyway, so there's a difference also in the white nature of the white of the egg between Shechvazera and between Keri and between Zoif. Fine. So what happens if a person sees only one time Ziva? It's confirmed, yeah, this is Ziva, this is not Keri. What's the din? He has the same din just like a person who saw Keri Shechvazera. The reason why he has the same din, because it's in the Pasuk Zoyis Teres Azov, Vashay Teitzi Memeno Shechvazera, that he becomes Tamei, he goes to the mikveh, he has Harif Shemesh, and he is totally Tahar, everything is great, everything is wonderful. What happens, however, if he didn't see just one time? He sees two Re'iyos, then he already becomes propelled and upgraded, not full upgrade, temporary upgrade. You have the moderate upgrade. Just like you have the economy and you have the business class in your first class, he is now upgraded to business class. What's the din? Business class, he has now a din of Shiva Nakiyam. He has to count 7 days without seeing any Zivirul. Fine. After that, what happens if, unfortunately, Rahman al-Islam, he sees a third Re'iyah? Then he becomes first class, and he has to bring Karbonos as well.
Does it matter in terms of the amount of time that's distinct from the first or second or third time of seeing the
emission? It's a very, very good question. Very good question. By a Zava, that means the female equivalent, the female version, very good. If she sees one time Ziva, then she has to be a Shemeris Yom Keneged Yom, which means the next day she has to go and just inspect and make sure she didn't see again, goes to the mikveh, everything is great. If she sees 2 days in a row, again she's Shemeris Yom Keneged Yom, and if she doesn't see the third day, everything is great. If she sees 3 days in a row, she becomes a Zavah G'doyla, and now she has to count Shiva Nikim as well as bring Karbonis. It's only, however, by a Zavah that it's a day thing. one day, 2 days, 3 days. Even if it's three re'ois in one day, you see one ziva at 9 o'clock, the second time at 9:30, third time at 10 o'clock. Boom, you have all three, all day. Yes. Totals up. Yes. Somebody has a question?
I didn't understand what is an accidental zav.
The accident.
How do we categorize an accidental zav and a non-accidental zav? The difference between the two.
If right there, good, Robert. So the answer is that an accident is easy to determine, meaning the person ate a huge amount that day, or he drank a huge amount that day, or he did a lot of jumping up and down, or unfortunately he was sick, and he has ziva. We will be tola the ziva in one of those external strange causes. We'll say that it happened with machmas oinsay. However, if we cannot be tola in anything, the purple was conducting himself like regular. He ate normally, he drank normally, he didn't do any extra calisthenics or acrobatics, and he wasn't sick, everything was great. And he sees ziva, he asks the doctor says, I can't be told in anything. It's not because you had allergies, it's not because you had the flu, it's not because of corona, chas v'shalom, it's not because this or the other thing, it's just a natural ziva. Natural ziva, he's a zof. So it's not that.
I would think the contrary. I would say that this is accidental. He didn't do enough of anything. It just happened. So he's annoyed us. Before he did an action that caused.
That's a good point. Onesis refers to something that happens without your instigating it.
You're absolutely right. In terms of the taich, the definition, maybe it's different than what we might have expected. Then we heard the word onesis, as you say. The reason why it was an onesis is because it was totally unexpected. He's walking down the street and boom, hey, Aziva. And it wasn't because he was sick and not because he ate it. That's what we would think. But that's how Chazal called the word oinus for purposes of ziva. You look it up in the ziva dictionary under the word oinus. It's defined as an external cause such as machel, mishta, koili, kvitza, and things of that genre. Anything else is considered to be normal, not machmas oinus, and therefore the person is tummy. Anyway, so what the Gemara tells us is, no problem, Yat Hashem, you get to Masechta Zavim, it's a fascinating Masechta in Taharos. They go through all of these halachas.
Zav is an omission.
Emission.
Emission.
Correct. Right. But it's different than an emission of Zera, of Keri, of Shechva Zera. It has a different consistency, and it's not the same as your normal Shechva Zera. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara now. So, L'choyer, we have a good Tekasha. We said in the Amid Aleph, a Zav, by definition, is more Chomor than Tumasheret. And therefore, I don't need a special Pasuk to go and tell you Zav. Elamai, why does it tell you Zav? To tell you the din of Mishtaleh Chutz L'machan Ishniya, that they're Tumachan Ishniya. No! I do need the din of Zav. Because Zav is maybe not more Chomor than Tumasheret. Maybe it's more Kal than Tumasheretz. Why? Because Tumasheretz is even Ba'oinis. Masha Enken Ziva Ba'oinis is Tahir. Everything more, no. Ravuna tells us that even a Zav Re'i Rishoina Metama Ba'oinis. What does the Gemara mean to say? The Gemara means to say is, if you're talking about a Zav that had now his first Re'i, and that Re'iyah was Machmas Ones, because of the jumping, because of the Choyli, because of the Machal Mishta, all of these causes, he does become a Zav. Just like the Tomei Sheretz becomes Tomei, by accident he touched a dead Sheretz, here too the person became Tomei to Mazav by accident, like Robert was saying, because he ate, he drank, he jumped, all of, he becomes Tomei. We said before, that's for the upgrade. That's for time number two or time number three. That when do we go and call him a Zav Gadol, that he has to have Shiva Nagim or having to bring carbon? That's only if it's quote unquote a normal Ziva and not an accidental Ziva. That on number two and number three, we cannot be toilet it in anything like a Machal or Mishnah or a Kvitzu or a Choyli or anything like that. That's taka the din of mizayvelim machmas einzay. But on the first time, it's even machmas einzay. If that's the case, says Gemara, then zov and tamei sheretz are on the same level vis-a-vis machmas einzay. So zovite is more chomer because by the zov we have the din of it's tuma yoytzim migufay. Sheretz is not yoytzim migufay. So again, what do I have to have the pasuk to tell you zov? Kamash Malan, that you have a second machna. Right, Yomara, third line. My chumer de toira mizav. We keep on saying the toira is more chumer. Shekain toin priya ufrima v'osu v'tasha shamita. What do these words mean? Priya means that you have to let your hair grow, just like chas v'sholem, a person who's ba'avelus has to let his hair grow and cannot go and cut his hair for a certain period of time. The toira ulta has the same thing as priya. He has to let the hair grow. Frima means to go and rend, to go and cut one's garments, just like chas v'sholem and ovel has to go nebuch to kriya. He has to do kriya. Vashma tashamita, and he's not allowed to go and live together with his wife. How long this is, it depends. Is it Metzayra Mukhlat, Metzayra Muzger? That's a big sugya elsewhere in Mesechus Moed Cotton. Rashi briefly refers to it as the Stoisvis, but that only refers to the Metzayra. It doesn't refer to Ezov. So therefore, it's more chomer. Why should keep a mishkan and moish and tamak licharis v'hesed? Oh, zav is mochamer. Number one, you have tumas medris, the din of tumas mishkav moishav. Now, what means tumas mishkav moishav? We all know that if you have a zav who lies down on a bed, then the bed becomes tamay. Not only him, but even 10 levels underneath them all become tamay. Yeah. Not only that, but not only do they have a din of tumah, they have a din of an avatumah, not a din of a rishon tumah, and therefore it's an avatumah, it's metameh, adam v'keilim. Rashi points out, don't think that a metzayra doesn't have tumas mishka v'moshav. He also has tumas medrash, but it's not on the level of avatumah. It's only the level of a rishon tumah. And since it's a rishon tumah, it can only metameh oichlan amashkin, but not adam v'keilim. So you bring Rashi. You want to see the Rashi? See, you can't see it here on the Zoom, but all those that are present can see Barry is looking with great consternation. How could that be? If you look at the Rashi, v'osu b'tasha shemita, now middle of the Rashi, there's a zav oisim mishkav moishavoy. It's not bold font, it's right. Soft font. Zav oisim mishkav moish, it's almost halfway down the Amud. Zav oisim mishkav moishavoy av hatumah, the tam odom and the gear by tumah chamura, the tam begodim she'olav, av bishlenoga begodim mishkav. Av mitzoyra, av got the same b'turis kehanim, oisim mishkav moishav, lav av hatumah, the tam begodim, and the tam oichlen o mashkin. Anyway, it's not the same madrega of the mishkav moishav that you have by Zav, it's a lower madrega. Fine.
But tumas mitzoyra also has it's kind of like a tumas mason, that it's a tumas ohel. Right, in the case of
I don't know why the Gemara doesn't refer to that. That's another
chumrah on the other side.
I see their choices and talk about more of these things, so maybe they address this issue as well. Good kifreit. Anyways, we have mishkav moishav and metamik licheres behesit. The zav is more chumrah in that respect than the metzayra. Anyway, so bottom line is, Vaita, you were saying that how do I know the metzayra has a third machne? Because what does it have to say metzayra for? That it just going to say bishalchem and a machne kol zav v'chol tumei nefesh. Mad the chazav has to go chutz l'machne. Certainly the metzayra comes to tell you that there's a third machne. That was the drasha of Reb Shimon. Frank Timura, what's the raya? Nachlo. Zotimura omak. Who we see that?
Zav chomer
shkayach. Adrav zav chomer. It's not that that metzayra is more chomer than zav because it's pri ofrim v'as betashavita. Maybe zav is more chomer than metzayra, and that's why I need metzayra in the pasuk, not to tell you a third machna, but because I don't know which one is more chomer than which. Metzayra has certain chumris and zav has certain chumris. Zotimura omakra zav v'chol zav. Why do I have to say v'chol zav? L'rav is balkeri. Oh. It comes to include a Balkeri, that Balkeri is also not only thrown out of the Azara, but also Harabayis. Not only Machne Shchina, but also Machne Leviya. Zav is got a Balkeri, is just like a Zav. And Metzayra Chom in Balkeri. Avad Metzayra Mochom in Balkeri. So Priyo Frima and Tashemita doesn't apply to Balkeri. So therefore, that's Avad and Mochom. What does it have to say Metzayra for? Comes to tell you the din of Mishtaleh Chutz Shalish Machnes. What's the chomer? Kedemar, which we just said now. Free or free, my boss with Hashemita. Freyti ma adraba, but Keri is more chomer. Shkim metame ben mashu. Keri, I feel a drop. Mashu mamish. Mashenkim kam metzoyda. The minimum share of metzoyda is ke gris. It has to be the size of a gris. How much is a gris? They say the size of a penny, of a dime, something like that. Anyway, so bottom line is, that's more chomer. Balkeri is more chomer. So vaita, how do I know that metzayra is mishtalechut to sholish machna? The reason why I need metzayra is because maybe it's even more kal than the din of balkeri. So you must have a look at him. Nasan tisani him. Nasan oim. Shem rib shmol. Zav tzorek ichasimas piho amah. That no, zav in fact does require a larger, it's not a mashu like you're saying, it's got to be chasimus piyamama, the amount that you need to go and stuff up the opening of the male organ down below. So Gemara, the Chum disagreed because they held it even a mashu. Now this is talking about a zav. We're talking about Balkeri. Iskishle Balkeri, the zav. How do I know Iskishle Balkeri, the zav? Because it says in the Pasik, Zoyf Teres Azov, Asher Teitzim Menu Shich Vazorah. That v'chol is only marbet. Don't say that there's a hekish. The hekish is when Rashi brings the second line from the top that a balkeri and a zov have a hekish. Zoyz teres a zov. Asher teitz imenu shech vazara. And you learn one from the other. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara now. So zok the Gemara, and therefore we settled that v'chol. Basically, balkeri the zov, and therefore it has the same din. That being the case, the balkeri also has a shear. It's not a mashu, it's a shear of kachasimas pi ha'oma. Now, how much is kachasimas pi ha'oma? Our Gemara doesn't address that. The Tosis in Shabbos and Daf Chav Zayin says that the amount of kachasimas pi ha'oma is either similar to or even greater than a kigris than you have by the din of Metzaira. So therefore, Vaita, it's not a question of the Metzaira being more chomer. It could be that
Nachmo.
Can't lose the sight over here. So you have over here the Zav, and you have a whole Zav to go and include the din of a Balkeri. So you're telling me the Balkeri, that the Metzoira is more chomer than the Balkeri. So what is it after Metzoira for? It comes to tell you the Sholish Mishtaleh Chutz the Sholish Machmes. So Gemara said, no, maybe not. Maybe the Balkeri is more chomer. Why? Because that it's Metame even Bemashu. So then Vaitai need Metzoira, and I don't know the third Machne. Says Gemara, no, because in fact it's more Kal than the din of Metzoira, because to become Tamei Tumas Balkeri, according to Amnosin and the name of Rabbi Shmuel, it has to be Kechasimis Piava, and therefore that's even similar to or larger than a gris. That being the case, then there is no chumrah that a balkeri has over metzayra. It's only chumras that a metzayra has over balkeri. Why does it have to say metzayra in the pasuk? It has to say metzayra in the pasuk to go and tell you that in mishtaleach chutz l'sholosh machlis. Says the Gemara, so you learned the chol of tamei nefesh on the omer aleph to tell you to be l'rabois et masheret. You learned the chol zav here in the omer beis l'rabois balkeri. V'chol tzeruah lamali. What do I need? The v'chol of tzeruah. What does that come to me, marbe? Says Gemara, it doesn't come to me, marbe, anything. Aydech siv kol zav, siv nami kol tzeruah. About it, this is a very rare case where the Gemara says we don't really have any need for the v'chol, but it's really for symmetry and for consistency in style.
It's like a Mishnah. The Torah is written like a Mishnah, as a rhythm.
That makes a lot of sense by a Mishnah, because the Tosis says at the end of Masechtas Megillah that people would go and learn it with Nigunim. They would go and sing the Mishnayos. So therefore, very often they would go and fit in the words so that the song would play out nicely. So it should rhyme and it should have the same standards in the front and the back. But the same apostik is a bit so schwer. So maybe with the Gemara is saying is, we don't know. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his infinite wisdom knows why he wrote the V'chol, but at least for our purposes, it's so that the Pasuk should be consistent. Here it says, here's the V'chol, here it says V'chol, here it also says V'chol. There really is no special drush. Zokimar, Reb Yehuda Shapik Omer Reb Shimon. Reb Yehuda L'choyre is a Shver HaMaiser. Reb Yehuda had to combine two separate psukim. The Bodid Yesh V'chus L'machna. Bodid Yesh Metzor has to sit all by himself, not together with the other Tmeim, because he has Shogish Machnois. And here's the Talmud's Machanehem, and not Machanom, to go and tell you Machlezeh, Machlezeh. Okay, Chmaya Drush is a Drush. But it's much simpler to have Yishalchim and Machna, Chotzuru, V'chazav, V'chotam, and Anofish, to go and tell you three separate categories. Each one has its own Machna. Isn't Reb Yehuda's drasha much easier? Reb Yehuda Shapik Amalei. I'm sorry. Isn't Reb Shimon's drasha much easier than Reb Yehuda?
It's always kind of the crowd type thing, right?
Okay. Reb Yehuda Shapik Amalei. Reb Shimon. Says Reb Yehuda, no. I need Reb Shimon's pasuk. What's the drasha? Kesanya blaz oimer. Yochel doch kuzam and mitzrayim and nichnas lazora bepesach abba betuma. Yochel yuchay yavin. When I'm zimzav mitzrayim. Remember, we said on the Amud Aleph, the zav and the mitzrayim, even if it's a pesach abba betuma, they cannot participate. Pesach abba betuma lo yochel mimenu zav mizav is later the yoldos. Pesach abba betuma is only for the tamei meisim, not for the tamas ziva. Right, 10 lines to the top of the Amud. Vatnan pesach abba betuma lo yochel mimenu zav mizav is later the yoldos. It's only pesach abba betuma. Pesach abba betuma means that Roiv Tzibur, Gan Tzibur, is bringing a carbon Pesach on Pesach Rishon. because they're unfortunately all Tmei Emes. But the Zav and the Zavis, they cannot participate. They got to wait till Pesach Sheni. They machle, but if they ate Peturim, why are they talking about it? Those are the Chunzi Gemara. Yach the Gemara, we buy Lidikas Hanra Blaz Oimet. Yach the Dochku Zav and the Tzorem and Nichzot Lazor, but Pesach Abba Betumah. The doors are about to close. Machlek is a Bay of Rava where they close magically, automatically. Kodesh Baruch Hu pushed the button.
Levim closed
it. Or Levim closed it. But everybody agrees it is closing. So Zav and Messiah pushed his way and give his etz. And guess what? That's when the Zokin unfortunately became the Smayach. That's when he got to Tzekvetch. With the Ramami Pano. Good. We learned with the Sholish by the time of Elisha. Yeah, so that Zokin got Nimach. Anyway, so the Zav and Messiah are squeezing into the Azor of Pesach. I would think they'd be Chayv Kores. What are you doing, Chevra? If the Tmei Mes is not Mishtalech because it's a Karban Pesach Abba B'Tumah, so does that mean they're allowed to come in? They're not Mishtalech. So they're not allowed to come in. When it says Ein Zav Mitzrayim Mishtalech, it means they don't get the full din of Kares that they would normally get throughout the year. Because since Roy of Klal Yisrael is allowed to go in, even though they're Tamei, so
the restrictions are lifted.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Oynish is lifted. If you look at the Rashi, 8-9 lines from the bottom of the Yomid, Ein Zav Mitzrayim Mishtalchin, Shiluchan Harishan Mikoreis. Even though it says that they're not mishtalech to go and get chorus, but avad lechatchil leyishru. D'atam ilan nevesh gol rachmona de'ein tzibor nidachim. It's only ish ish atam ilan nevesh ish lemayit the tzibor. The tzibor can stay in even their tmeim, but that's only them. These other guys, the zometzron, have to get out. Out, arose, kinder arose. However, the lechman din tzimin lachet of shatum is nidachim view ahani hakeish lepoitim in a heck minay kares. The cholapachas at least they get a break. They don't get the kares because since Klal Yisrael can come in, so they don't get kares.
So it's a question of a korban olav yore type situation. I mean, because usually if you're...
What would they have to bring? No, the Gemara doesn't say. I don't know, maybe they would get malchus, because they went in intentionally. This is not talking about... This is
not showgig. It's amazing. Amazing.
Maybe they would go and get... maybe they could get Petra, maybe they get malchus. Then it would depend on the Mad Yama and the Yomar Avra. Because they said they don't get Petra, because what did Yeshe? But that only says by the Torah, doesn't say by Zav. So you'd have to look up the Svarim, what they say, what the halacha would be. But anyway, but getting back to our Gemara, but the Peturim, they're part of the course. Getting back to our Gemara, Omamai, Zav v'chol Zav the Rabbi, Yisbal Keri. Psaile Rabbi Yochan, right, Rabbi Yochan, Yom Rabbi Yochanan, Mechilois loy niskachu, V'bal Keri mishtaleach chutz l'shtei machnis. The Messiah Leila Rabbi Yochanan is only on the second halacha that the Balkeri Mishtaleach Chutz L'Shnei Machnos, meaning it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah anything about Balkeri, Mishalchem and Amachne, but since it says V'chol Zav, and Zav we know in Mishtaleach Chutz L'Shnei Machnos, V'chol comes to include all to the Balkeri. Yeah. So Rabbi Yochanan has a Raya Taka from the Braisa, the Droshes, and Rabbi Yehuda, and from Rabbi Shimon, that just like the Zav is Mishtaleach, so too the Balkeri is Mishtaleach Chutz L'Shnei Machnos. I don't know, Rabbi Yehuda, at least according to Rabbi Shimon, because you have the extra V'chol. Fine. What about the first halacha of Yochanan? Unrelated. Mm-hmm. But what does machila in Scotch mean? Machila don't mean that you ask person for machila. Here, machila means
tunnels.
Exactly. So what happens if you have a tunnel right underneath the Azara? What happens if you have a Tomei who goes in those tunnels? He's underneath the Azara. He can even hear upstairs how they bring the Kabbalists rushing back and forth. Ganem Frizenheim! Does he get a din? Chas v'shalom if he's Tomei of Kores? And the answer is no. Machila in Scotch, the tunnels down below don't have that Kedushas Azara. Meisvei, Freiti Yomara, Balkeri, Kimaga Sheretz. Oh, we have it, it's a braisa that says Balkeri is a braisa or a Mishnah, I think, no? Ches, Zovin. It's a Mishnah, Mesech, Zovin. Voshtei Don, the Mishnah. Balkeri has the same din, Kimaga Sheretz, my love, Lamachnoisa. L'chor, if he's saying that Balkeri is the same din as the sheretz, the tumah sheretz, I mean the maga sheretz doesn't mean the sheretz itself, it means the person who touched the sheretz. He has the same din like the Balkeri. Balkeri, same din. L'chor, it means to gavim machne. If that's the case, the tumah sheretz we said before is nisraba from the chol tumah lenafesh, that he's just not allowed to go into the machne shchina, but he's allowed to go to the machne levia. So l'chor, the same thing as the gavim the Balkeri. But you just got finished saying the Balkeri is the same as a zav. Then he's mishtalechutz l'shtei machanois. If l'chor is shver from this braisa. Here you're saying Balkeri, and that Rabbi Yochanan just finished saying Balkeri Mishtaleh Chutz L'Shem Machnas. It sounds like it's only Mishtaleh Chutz Machnas, just like the Magasheret. My love, Nachanas. That the Balkeri and the Tomei Sheret, they have the exact same din that Gabi Hilchos Tuma. Freit Yomara, what do you mean the Gabi Hilchos Tuma? The Tumoisam. Hai Tuma Serev Ksibbein, Vai Tuma Serev Ksibbein. I don't need a Mishnah in Mesech the Zobim for a Beinu HaKadosh to tell you Beferish HaPsukim the Torah. Look through in the middle of Vayikra and you'll see there's a Tuma Serev, the Tuma Serev. Well, what's the Chiddush? El Lav L'Choy L'Mach Noisam. It's the Vayit Shver Anu Bechana. The Tuma Loi Li Oilam Le Tumasam. V'Okamash Malon, the Balkeri K'magisheres, V'magisheres, V'tami Bi Oines. Of Balkeri Metam and Ba'onis, just like Magi Sheretz. Unintentionally, you went and touched a Sheretz, you become Tameh. Same thing with Balkeri. There is no tour of the Lizoivoy Veloy Machmas Oinsoy. Then, if he ate and if he drank and if he jumped and then he ate
with the Chorzi,
he happens to be Tameh Ba'onis, which, by the way, is the same thing that Gabi the Zov the first time. Like we had Rav Huna said, it's ultimate time Ba'onis. It's only by the Zov the second and third time. Then he doesn't get upgraded if it was Mitzat Oinis. Like Balkeri, there is no upgrade. Balkeri stops. You can have numerous emissions of Keri. It's all the same thing. So therefore, it's Matam Ba'onis, just like Perotz. It makes no difference. And therefore, that's what the Gemara is saying. That's what the Mishnah Mesech the Zovin is telling us. Don't think that because we have a Hekish Balkeri to the din of Zov, that Balkeri, just like a Zov on the second and the third time, there is a din of Mizayv Ulay Machmas Oinsoy. Is Balkeri also, perhaps, he doesn't become Tami Machmas Oinis? No. Balkeri is Matam Machmas Oinis because he has the same din, just like Maga Sheret. Mention to be continued tomorrow, Boisai. Have a wonderful day. Zagavim.